United Nations Secretary General says it's a code red for humanity, and the latest landmark report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is uncomfortable reading. It says the goal of stopping climate change by limiting temperature rises to 1.5 degrees by 2030 is all but impossible, even though that's the goal government set at the Paris climate talks 6 years ago. National Environment reporter Michael Slezak has the story.
It's the most comprehensive and up-to-date assessment of climate science ever produced. And climate scientist Dr. Sarah Perkins Kirkpatrick says the findings shouldn't come as a surprise.
Wake up! Like, how much do we have to say and how long do we have to go on about this? This is happening now and the projections for Australia are pretty dire. Things are going to get worse and we do not have the mechanisms to currently cope with that.
Dr. Perkins Kirkpatrick is a chief investigator at the ARC Centre of Excellence for Climate Extremes.
This is old news that we need to start changing our behaviour collectively and globally to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to reduce climate change.
The report found the Earth's surface is the hottest it's been in more than 100,000 years, and that if nothing changes, the planet could be just under 10 years away from heating by more than 1.5 degrees. For Australia, that means worsening droughts, more severe and frequent fires, and a continued rise in sea levels, causing more coastal erosion. Professor Neralee Abram from ANU's Research School of Earth Sciences says despite the dire warnings, there's still time to act.
We haven't set the future in stone, and where we go from here still very much depends on our choices.
The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change recommends immediately reducing emissions, much more than countries have already pledged to do. That will require a shift in the way we live. We will also need to develop technology to remove large amounts of carbon from the atmosphere, though Associate Professor Malte Meinshausen from the University of Melbourne warns that also has its challenges.
That comes with a whole kind of risk for other land users, food security, biodiversity. It can also come with some benefits, but it needs to be done very wisely.
In a statement, the Emissions Reduction Minister Angus Taylor says Australia is playing its part in reducing emissions and that the federal government's technology investment roadmap to drive investment in low emissions technology does that without risking jobs. Labor's Shadow Minister for Climate Change, Chris Bowen, says in a statement that the government needs to, at a minimum, set a target of net zero emissions by 2050. Greens Deputy Leader, Larissa Waters.
Scott Morrison's 2030 targets are a death sentence, and Labor's letting him off the hook with no 2030 targets at all. 2030 is the deadline for the climate, and if we haven't done enough by then, it's simply going to be too late.
Associate Professor Malte Meinshausen says Australia needs to rethink its stance.
I think everybody in the international community would laugh if they would hear that Australia thinks they're doing enough.
Melbourne University Associate Professor Malte Meinshausen ending Michael Slezak's report.